Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
I came hard today.
I've come hard on a Friday.
I'm coming hard.
This bitch is behind me.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Resourceful little bitch.
I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
Pop me up over there, bitch.
He put the USDA stamp on his dong.
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
Black dong.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
How far up your ass is your head?
Honey, go ahead and turn that lamp off.
Yeah, we know, yeah. Dusty. Thanks. Don't you have your own show? Thank you. Yeah. I'll continue to not listen noon to 3. Get out of here.
Isaac Rob, ladies and gentlemen. Can you play that for him when he comes back? Can that be tomorrow's entrance as well?
Oh, sure.
I very much enjoyed that. Very much enjoyed that.
Well, see, he usually takes control of that little session there. So,
yeah.
I could always play my version afterwards, you know.
I enjoy that. That's a lovely little angry montage. Apparently, he loves the word bitch so very much
because he's bitches behind maintenance.
It is a great word.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Almost all of them have you giggling in the background because you know what's coming.
Dude,
pop me up over there, bitch.
It always gives me a little bit of a chuckle. Yeah, you can see it. You can hear the venom in his voice when he's getting ready to drop it. Although the Halloween one, like if we do a second...
How far up your ass is your head?
Oh, that's not the right one, sorry. No.
If we do another drop bracket, I know it can't win because it can't go on a t-shirt.
No, it cannot.
But I'm sorry. The Halloween drop... I don't know. I don't remember. I'm assuming that's from this Halloween.
I think so. I think it was an in the news report about, you know, kids getting candy that's, you know, questionable or whatever.
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
Or maybe he didn't want trick-or-treaters, didn't like trick-or-treaters. I can't remember. He wasn't going to hand out candy, something like that.
I just want a shirt that says, you can take your Halloween.
The other one that's never going on a shirt, but I just love.
I don't think I would do it with my wife. That doesn't seem like why. What's the point?
By the way, tomorrow, because we're not going to do it until Sachi is back, but the drop bracket winner, it's over. So we knew that the two finalists were Rockin' You on a Friday from Rob. Waiting.
Oh, I got to find it. Hold on.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were. I thought that's what you were doing over there. I thought you were getting that. That cue.
I am.
This was from the Rock bracket. Because we did this. We put the poll question up before Rop left. And this was the winner from the
Rocking Rop you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
And then the winner on my side of the bracket. And by the way, it dominated as it went through my bracket. It was the UConn of the Sucanic bracket.
My son is an idiot.
I mean, that just bitch slapped everything. And those two went toe-to-toe. And while Rocking You on a Friday was a worthy competitor, it was the Purdue of drops.
It stood no chance against.
My son is an idiot.
It stood no chance. My son is an idiot was the UConn of our drop brackets. And I have seen the mock-ups. And we will we'll release these tomorrow when Rob's back. The T-shirts are made. The T-shirts have been they have been produced. So I believe on tomorrow's club, we will make the big announcement of you will be able to purchase. I believe starting tomorrow, possibly Friday, but I think it's tomorrow. Ooh. That the T-shirts will be for sale. I saw the final version.
I haven't seen these yet. I'm excited.
And it is great because the the My Son's an Idiot, it's got a father and son playing catch on it.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
My son is an idiot.
Nothing like bonding by telling people how stupid your son is.
Yeah, it's just it's a silhouette of a dad and son throwing the ball to each other with a mitt.
That's so good. I love that so much more now.
Yes, and then it just says my son is an idiot, and yeah, so that's a fun little homage to it. Hopefully tomorrow, but we can't do anything until Rob's back. You can't make anything official. We can't launch T-shirts. We can't officially end the bracket challenge until the greatness that is Asachi is back. That would just be wrong.
Asachi.
They'll give you something to look forward to tomorrow. All right, when we come back, I've got Weekend at Bernie's news.
Ooh, and, nice.
And this is going to lead to a longer question because I had this conversation that I'm going to piggyback off of this Weekend at Bernie's thing because, you know, my mom is like in an assisted living house right now. And she's hoping to move out, right? She's hoping to get back to be able to live on her own. But right now she's living like in a group home. If you've ever been to one of those places, it's no one's fault. It's just not the happiest place on earth, right?
Yeah, it's hard for those places to be.
It's just
the situationally, people don't want to be there. They're in tough stages of their life.
It's a rough go.
Yeah.
And my mom has always given me crap. A lot of people in my family have. Because I've always said that, given my choice, I'm going out the way I want to go out. Like, before I end up there, I'm making the decision on my own about when, where, and how. And so this story that I'm going to tell you here, coming out of Brazil about the Weekend at Bernie's thing, I'm going to piggyback on that. Because my mom has now come around to she said this to me the other day. She goes, you know what? I finally understand. Being in a place like that, and it's not a bad place. It's one of the nicer ones.
But it makes you appreciate what you had before?
Makes you appreciate. So we got a little, we'll have some fun with it, if you will. The Weekend at Bernie's thing, and I'll ask you the question, Buck. And I'm asking this to everybody. If you have to choose how you're going out, how are you going out?
Ooh, let's see.
That.
Do I have choices or am I just whatever I want?
It is ending. It is ending for you. Maybe it ends now. Maybe it's when you're 80 years old, but it is ending. And I tell you it's ending. And you can either take the arbitrary ending, but you know when it's happening, or you can go out on your own. Because I have always said that given my choice, if I know what the diagnosis is, if I know what's staring at me, the train is coming down the tracks. I'm not waiting for the train to get me.
Yeah, you're going to hop off the rails before it gets there.
I'm choosing how to go out so I don't end up like Weekend at Bernie's here in Brazil. So I want you to noodle with that. At the end of the story, I'm asking.
Oh, boy. Okay.
How you want to go out. Club 1080 when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I got hot death news, and I'm gonna corkscrew this into how you want to go. A Brazilian woman tried to pull a Weekend at Bernie's with her dead uncle. Now, it doesn't say how old this guy is, but he's an old man, right? He looks like he's in his 80s. So apparently this gal, Erica de Souza Nunez, and by the way, there's video of this. You can find this. Like TMZ has it. It's all over. It's this thing called the internet. You can't miss it. So it's on camera. She goes into a bank and she is wheeling her dead uncle. He's clearly dead. His head is like completely tilted back.
Dude, I'm looking at this now. Right? He looks like a mannequin or something.
He's dead.
Oh my God.
So she rolls into a bank in Rio, and it says she appeared to have a corpse with her. No, she did have a corpse with her while she attempted to secure some financing.
His body is quite literally lifeless.
Like, yes.
Every time she moves a limb or a head, it just drops or flops. Yeah. There's no life in said body.
She was trying to get a $3,400 loan in her dead uncle's name.
She's holding up the back of his head so it doesn't, like, fall backwards. Oh, my God.
And so she's talking to her dead uncle, by the way, at which point he doesn't respond, but she tries to grab the back of his head and, like, nod it. And so she's like, uncle, is this the loan you want? And then nods the dude's head.
I'm now seeing this all unfold, and, oh, yeah, she kind of gives it a little push,
yeah.
Another little push.
Yeah, I guess it's in Portuguese, but I guess they're saying the translation is she's asking, hey, can you hear me? Are you listening? Do you want to sign? And then she just takes his head and shakes
little,
it.
Little jiggle.
And nods it. It says that he's clearly not talking back. Yes, because he's dead. Then, if it gets even weirder, she holds up his hand and puts a pen in it and tries to get his dead hand to sign it.
But while
she's doing that, the head is constantly falling back because, well, he's dead. Employees at the bank weren't convinced, you think? Ultimately ringing the police who arrested Erica, authorities confirmed the victim's name was Paulo, and he was dead for hours before being wheeled into the bank on Tuesday. Erica may be charged with theft through fraud, embezzlement, as well as abuse of a corpse.
Yeah,
corpse are trying to determine
attempted theft through fraud.
Yeah, the corpse are trying to determine how the man died or if any other family members were involved.
I also, because this was a mere hours after his passing, this means as soon as the lights are out, her first thought is, all right, clock's ticking. Like we gotta make our move. Find out which branch is open. Find out where we're going. I mean, or you've had the plan set for weeks or months and you're just waiting for the moment. And you're like, all right, plan's in motion. Let's go.
Yeah.
But that is.
Right?
Boy.
That's some creepy ass stuff. So clearly it was an old man under the care. This is why this is a dead serious conversation I had with my mom, and it led to a whole other morbid conversation I had with a buddy of mine. Because everyone in my family has been they get very mad at me when I talk about this. I talk very frankly about it, right? I understand, like I'm not living till I'm 90 years old, okay? Look at this site, like, giant dogs don't live long. Great Danes don't live to be 17 years old. It's always some little chihuahua.
Sure.
Also, I've ingested a lot of things in my life. There's a lot of miles on my body. Like, I understand this isn't well built. This isn't fine German engineering right here.
But you know, that's also, like, people say, well, if you don't do all those things, what's the point in living to 90?
Exactly.
So, I mean, you made your choice. You're good with it.
Exactly. Right? I smoke cigars. I drink. It's like, I understand the trade-off. If I die when I'm 75, I understand that I'm dying at 75. Like, if modern medicine improves and I live to be 100, great. But I don't think that that's probably in my fate. I'm also not afraid to die. I don't want to die, but I'm not afraid of it. You know what I am afraid of, though? I'm afraid of dying a horrible death that is beyond my circumstances. That's what I don't want. I've seen too many family members and too many people that I know go out like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying. And I told everyone in my family, and at first they were like, oh, my God. And people think it's morbid. But anyone that knows me knows I'm not kidding. My biggest fear is like dementia or ALS.
Sorry, where you lose your faculties.
Lose my faculties, yeah. Or my ability to function, right? And I have said this a million times over, that if that happens and they diagnose me with like dementia or Alzheimer's, while I still have my faculties, I am going to rent the biggest, baddest cabin cruiser that I can have. I am going to go spend an entire day out at sea having the grandiose party of grandiose parties. Anything and anything that I want to do on that boat is going down international waters. And guess what? I'm not coming back. Anyone that wants to come out on the boat with me, great. No one try to talk me out of it. No one try to tell me no, because at the end of that trip, I'm pulling a Patrick Swayze and someone's going to be like, I don't think he's coming back. And I'm not. I'm choosing to go out the way I want to go out. And everyone always is like, oh, I can't. You're going to change your mind and you don't know what you're talking about. Whatever. And my mom, now being in an assisted living place, just the other day, she finally looked at me because of some of, and she's not this way, but some of the people that are in that, in her home,
mm-hmm.
She looked at me and goes, if I ever get like that, you know what to do. And she's like, I finally get what you're saying. And I'm like, aha.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to me having this morbid conversation, because everyone knows that I've been going on for years and years about this. And they were like, oh, my gosh. And that's when I asked, if you could go out, you know, you get the diagnosis. They tell you, you've got a week to live. And by the way, at the end of that week, it's going horrifically. You're not going to die in your sleep, because that's what everyone says. Oh, I'll just die peacefully in my sleep. Doesn't usually happen that way.
No.
I always say this about Mother Nature. Go look at any animal death in nature. It's not pleasant.
No.
Mother Nature is a bitch, and it goes awful. And so that's my thing. You don't get to choose 87 years old and dying peacefully. No, 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 no. I'm telling you, there is a bad beat coming. And I'll ask you, do you just take the bad beat? You're like, nope, I'm going to die of bone cancer and sit there and rot and have this horrible, the last 3 weeks of my life, the worst mind-numbing pain known to man, or you can choose to go out.
Sure.
And so I ask you, how do you want to go out? Because I'm going cabin cruiser. And my boat trip, the other one that I've thought to is like motorcycle Grand Canyon. Just renting like the biggest, baddest Harley I can find and gunning that thing as fast as I can. And by the way, in front of a bunch of people. Like, wait till it's a really busy day at the Grand Canyon and then just head off. And then I want everyone around to be like, what? Did he think he was going to jump the Grand Canyon? What was he attempting there?
Very evil Knievel of you.
Exactly. Just Thelma and Louise it. And
yeah, then you know, that's what it is. It's the Thelma and Louise right there.
Yes. I want my final moments to be where my brain is like, holy hell, this is happening. Like the adrenaline endorphin rush, jumping out of a plane, Johnny Utah style, sign me up. I talked about Patrick Swayze, Point Break. No, no, no. Keanu Reeves, Point Break. Sir, like rent like a legit plane, like through the whole skydiving thing.
And then just jump out without your pack?
Yeah, and they're like, Mr. Sucanic, you need to strap this parachute
on. Got it.
And then
just
go like, ha, ha, ha. And then away I go. Just leave everyone with a story. Because for the rest of that guy's life, he's going to be like, dude, the craziest effing thing ever happened to me. I took this old man up skydiving, and he didn't put a chute on. And he just Peter Panned right out the door.
Well, like this texter says, take a cyanide capsule while skydiving into an active volcano.
See?
That sounds great.
Yes. It's amazing. This is so much better. Like, I don't know why we don't normalize going out on our own terms.
Someone else saying that the death itself wasn't grandiose, but Hunter S. Thompson committed suicide due to his declining health, and then he was cremated, but he had his ashes shot out of a cannon.
There you go.
So you had a little went out with a bang.
Yeah, someone said as long as you evil laugh before you do it, you should be fine. Exactly. You know, it's the final curtain. Take a bow.
Another one says, Dukes of Hazzard style, give me a big ramp, the mighty Willamette River, as long as my Tesla will let me go in.
Right? Just as you're doing it, as it leaves the ramp, you just drop one of these, ha ha, and away you go. I ask you, Buck, if you got to choose, do you take, you know what, nope, I'm going the natural way, whatever my lot is, good or bad, I'm taking that. But you know it's ending. You know it. There is no cure. There is no nothing. You're going to end it here in a week. Mother Nature's coming to take you. Do you take what it's bringing, or are you subscribing to my theory?
I will say it's dependent on one thing. It's whether I am hanging on for anything specific. Am I waiting to see a kid get married? Am I waiting to see someone graduate? Am I waiting for a grandkid or something like that? If the answer, like, I'll go through the pain and suffering if I'm trying to make a certain milestone for somebody in my life. But if it's just me and those boxes have been checked and everybody else is at peace with it, yeah, I'm taking your way out. I'm not going to let it come get me.
What would you do?
I mean, I do kind of like the skydiving idea. Like, right. I've heard of people that go skydiving over the Great Barrier Reef and how gorgeous that is. Go over that without a pack, and you die on impact. That's that. That seems not so bad.
Yeah, there's, right? I think there's something to that. Like, what would that feel like in your final moments to know that you jumped from that? Because I've always had that. I've always said that there's an actual condition. Whenever I'm up on something,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's a real thing. I'm not scared of heights. It's actually the exact opposite of that. I'm actually quite comfortable being up high. But anytime I'm up on something that's high, I always in my brain, what if I jumped?
Uh huh.
And it's like it kind of freaked me out at first because it's a real like thing where I'm like, oh my God.
And I think a lot of people actually go through that.
Yeah,
it's very common.
It's a real condition. There's a name behind it. Finally giving into that. It'd be one of those oops. And look, I'm not, suicide is a terrible thing, you know, and mental health and all that. But I'm not talking about like I've got years and years ahead. No, I'm talking about I've got
a horrible diagnosis that's going to cut you down.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a good one. Going out Dr. Strangelove style, riding a fake bomb, cowboy hat style. That's pretty good. I'm sorry. Think about you'd be the front page of every newspaper. Local man rides fake bomb down.
This person says, "Blow me up like the whale that beached on the coast in the 70s."
Yes, 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 yes. Just
an homage to Oregon as you go out,
dude. Wear a whale onesie. Go find like a furry whale outfit, one of those, and just strap yourself with a bunch of dynamite.
Oh, man.
Just away you go. There'd be nothing better. Vancouver Ford text line, just like an old lineman trying to quit in the fourth quarter. Yeah, well. Hey, look, if we're down.
If you're taking out my knees, then yeah.
If we're down by 65 and I'm playing on two torn ACLs, you know what, coach, take me out.
P1 Adam says, I'm going to go skydiving and try to do a header right through my worst enemy's house. Take out an enemy while you're at it.
Dude, okay. I love the active volcano situation going down
too.
Here. Yeah, active volcano, cremation solved, family doesn't have to pay for anything. Now, of course, this one has come in two or three times. By the way, you don't get to be Bruce Willis. I mean, everyone would choose to go Bruce Willis. Armageddon?
What if you did, and I don't know if this would work, what if I just went like hot air balloon? Like I just said goodbye to everyone on the ground, and you just start going up, and
that's
you never come
and
down.
And you see what happens.
And you just go as high as it goes,
right?
And that thing either shuts down, or you run out of oxygen,
I don't know. See? I like, that's the Patrick Swayze thing. The Swayze Point Break.
Bell's Beach.
Yeah, you just paddle out. And by the way.
Which was filmed in Oregon.
If you do that, that was filmed in Oregon?
Yes, it was.
Oh, I'd say you got to go to Bell's Beach in Australia to do it. Just so someone can be like, I just want one person to be like, what is he doing? And someone else to be like, I don't think he's coming back.
I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah, you go find a 100-foot wave and be like, hey, does he even surf? And be like, I don't think so. What is he doing? You wear, like, I can get like a Swayze, like ex-presidents of the Ronald Reagan mask on. But the Bruce Willis one is the ultimate. Like, there's no better death. Find me a better death than Bruce Willis Armageddon. And if you don't know that, right, they're on the asteroid that's coming to kill planet Earth. Ben Affleck, who is marrying his daughter, is the one that draws the straw that he has to stay behind, blow up the asteroid, save the Earth, but die while doing it. Willis shoves him back into the hatch, says, you marry my daughter.
I'm not letting you do this.
I'm not letting you do it. And then he blows up the asteroid and saves the Earth.
And his daughter's love.
The greatest death of all time. The Bruce Willis. Find me a better death than Bruce Willis. So yes, if there's an asteroid coming to Earth, sure. And you can Bruce Willis the S out of that, but by all means. But let's be realistic here. You're not going to get a chance to Bruce Willis it. Because like I said, I just want to die being a hero saving others. Well, of course. Who doesn't want to die saving others? But what are the chances of that? I can't manufacture a crisis and then like be like, well, now I get to save everybody.
Yeah, you just hang out in a really rough area and then you take a bullet for someone.
Yeah. You know. I mean. Someone said this is morbid. See, I don't think it is. Everyone always says that. Anytime this conversation is brought up, everyone always says that like, oh, this is so morbid. Why? Why is that morbid? Here's a hint, everybody. No one's making out of this alive. Nobody. Last time I checked, death undefeated. Now, you can believe that you're going to come back.
We have a complaint that we've spoiled Armageddon.
Like 20 plus years old? Yeah. Oh. So I don't know why this is like, everyone always thinks that, everyone in my family always thought this was such a morbid conversation. I'm like,
I think the more you think about it, and especially when you have experiences like the one your mom had where you see others going through it, it's not as hard to wrap your mind around.
Exactly. That's why I said I don't want anyone to cry. If that happens, no one cry. That's the other reason why I want to do it, like, kind of in a big way, so that people, like, how can you cry when that happens? Be like talking to my kids, like, hey, how'd your dad go?
Well, he had this idea.
Had this theory on how to go about it, and he rented this boat, or he rented an airplane, and then, you know, when you're telling that story, at the end of it, you have to be like, oh, my God. And then someone's going to be like, your dad was insane, and they're going to be like, yeah. And there's a little chuckle. I'm not leaving sadness, I'm leaving behind humor. Right, it's the last thing you get to do on this earth, and instead of leaving everyone with tears, I want to leave them with tears, but tears of joy. Go out with some flair, right? Go out with a 9.8. Don't go out with a 3.1. Hit that half gainer.
I like where your head's at here.
How would you want to go? And I've got a story when we come back of a. This might be the ultimate X power move that I've ever heard of. You ever had a crazy girlfriend that tried to get back into your life? This lady takes the cake. Club 1080 when we come back. Here, though, Buck with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Several people going with the Tyrion Lannister Game of Thrones. What we can't say that one.
No, it started with a belly full of wine.
Yeah,
and then
maybe a lady. Yeah, yeah. Can't say.
Don't get me wrong. I like the tatted up whore too.
Someone said when you land, you have to have a speaker set up to play the wah wah sound. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, jumping into the volcano, though.
Also that popular.
That prevents you from the Viking funeral. That is true.
Yeah. But that would, I mean, if you were going into a volcano, people wouldn't be like, but he didn't do the Viking thing.
I don't think they would, like, I want the Viking thing. It's just that, no one will allow it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'd love it, like, if you put my ashes or something, like, just on the Viking barge and then sent me out to it. I'd be fine with that. But I know that, like, no one's going to actually let them put my corpse on a float in the Willamette.
Yeah.
Look, that's pretty kick-ass. Like, I would love someone to build a Viking barge and send me off from and light that thing on fire.
I mean, if you go somewhere remote enough.
Yeah, maybe.
And you find a friend good enough that doesn't mind.
But then again, then my family's dealing with a charred corpse, and it's a whole
and
thing.
And potential legal charges about disposal of the corpse.
I don't want to cause any problems.
That's the thing, is you don't want to leave a mess in either paperwork or otherwise.
No, it's nice and clean, right? That's why the ocean. The ocean's a good one for me. Just slip into the abyss, and what better way to go than in the bosom of the mighty Pacific Ocean? Everyone's had a crazy ex. But this may be the ultimate crazy ex and really the ultimate power move and also kind of the ultimate D move on the part of a family member. So this comes to us from across...
Not bringing your dead uncle to the bank for to sign a loan?
We'll ask you which is worse, bringing your dead uncle or what happened here. So this comes to us from across the pond. This is from Britain. A man's world has been turned upside down by his ex-girlfriend. So dated for many years, ugly breakup. She's still obsessed with him and wanted to get back into his life, blocked her on everything, nothing to do with you, leave me alone. This goes on for several years where she's fixated on him and won't stop trying to get back into his life. What would you think is the most intrusive way you could get back into someone's life?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say that she found a way to. I'm going to say she found a way to impregnate herself and say it's his.
Married his dad.
Oh, that's worse.
Boom! Stepmom!
Wow.
Stepmom. My brother's terrible, this is from the sister now, my brother's terrible ex-girlfriend went on to marry our dad and has become our stepmom. Before admitting that the ex was, to put it nicely, as tactfully as possible, as Isaac Rupp says, a bitch.
Jeez. Resourceful little bitch.
Yeah, and I mean, it goes on and on. She's still obsessed with him. When she found out that the brother was engaged, she became enraged and was very upset that she was not told about it. At the same time, she demanded to be part of the wedding party. She said she displayed...
Wait, this is after she's become the husband of... Or the wife of
yes.
the dad? Okay.
She's married to the dad.
So she marries in thinking, now they have to include me in stuff.
Yes.
And no.
No. So she's just, this is from the sister saying she's displaying obvious jealous behavior towards the new fiancé. The ex-boyfriends, her now stepson. The sister told how the stepmom would talk openly about how she wasn't as pretty or sociable as a certain ex-girlfriend of his was. She called his new fiance to ask her questions to make sure she was right for him, referring to herself as stepmother-in-law-to-be. However, the meddling didn't stop there, as she made it clear she wanted to be included in the engagement party, where she was asked to make a speech.
Whoa. This is on, okay, if they let her make a speech, this is on them for letting her make a speech. Like, you don't get to say, hey, now that I'm your stepmom-to-be, I get to talk at this event when I used to be wanting this for myself and you. Like, you give her a microphone, you know, you're signing your own death warrant socially there.
So I guess she did attend the wedding. She said, in an act of petty revenge, this is now the sister and the other family member said that, they managed to ensure that the photographer, they paid the photographer extra to make sure that she wasn't in any photos, which I guess she was enraged about.
So good.
They took the family photos when she went to the can.
Karen, can you just scoot a little left? No, just a little further to the left. No, just a little. Okay, that's perfect, honey, right there.
Yeah.
Click.
They paid the bartender to give her non-alcoholic drinks.
Oh, wow.
So she kept ordering drinks, and under the table, the bartender. bartenders were feeding her non-alcoholic drinks. And
I wonder if she knew that or if she started just acting all drunky.
They kept spilling drinks on her on purpose, which I thought was a nice one.
And I mean, I don't blame them for feeling that way, but now it feels like you're pushing some buttons.
When she tried to make her speech, the microphone suddenly became unusable.
See, at this point, I don't blame them for not wanting her to have a part in it, but I think that this is a fool's errand trying to let her believe she's going to have a part of it and then sabotaging it. That seems like you're opening yourself up to wait. Like, you're protecting her feelings by not telling her that she can't do this stuff. You're just sabotaging her ability to do it.
How about the fact that the dad was still invited to the wedding? Like, that's a bold move unto itself. I mean, it's one thing, by the way, kudos
right,
to
her. Right, yeah, if my dad is marrying my ex-girlfriend, neither one of you are coming to the wedding. Neither one of you. I don't want to speak to you.
Someone said so confused. Why did the dad marry his son's ex? Because the dad was an old man.
And she was probably younger and hotter.
She was a young hot that was willing to do stuff to the dad.
The dad had to know. I want to know how old and dumb the dad is.
Look, all I'm saying is.
Or horny, I guess.
The key word there is horny. Like, I can see the dad, like, son, I understand this is uncomfortable, but she's willing to touch my penis, son. And no one's done that in a long, long time. And she's also 40 years younger than me, and she's willing to touch my penis.
You know what the solution to that is? Mm. Touch our penises more often.
And I'd like to believe that the son, while upset, at the same time was like, I understand. I understand, Dad. But that is the ultimate power move on the part of an ex. Oh, you won't talk to me? I'm not allowed at any functions? We're not allowed to hang out together? Watch this.
Well, it's almost like playing 4D chess, though, because it's a move that you didn't even realize was on the board.
No.
Like most people wouldn't even consider it because they wouldn't think it's a door that you could walk through. Like, that is...
And yet it happened.
...kind of next level.
And yet it happened. I wonder if the dad and the son talk about, like, you know, okay.
Maybe this is why he's invited to the wedding.
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went. Power dynamics. Power dynamics from across the pond. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Kope Asashi, Club 1080, coming up next here on The Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Winded down here. The Philadelphia 76ers, by the way, move on in a just a nail biter. I think they was it 106-105?
105-104. Skin of their teeth, though.
Yeah, Blazer great Nick Batum, hero of the contest.
Philly, they're already calling it the Nick Batum game.
He hit 6 threes off the bench.
That's right, 20 points, 6 threes off the bench.
How old is Nick Batum, by the way?
Good question.
Am I going to think that he's way older than he is?
I don't know. I feel like he's pretty... what's your guess?
I mean, I feel like he's 1,000 years old. I feel like he's as old as LeBron, but I don't know, like 38?
He's 35.
Okay.
So pretty old by NBA standards.
Yeah, I would say so. It is funny that, like, in the way we view athletes now, like, guys are playing longer. So we think of, like, 35, 36 as not that old. Yeah, it is. He's been in the league for what? Since he was probably 19?
Yeah, well, and a lot of these guys, whether they're the ones who did like a G League Ignite or a one-and-done thing, or whether they came over from Europe, if they've been playing on hardwood against like grown men since they were like 16, your knees take such a beating on that.
Yeah, that's an old 35 years.
Yeah.
Years old. Well, kudos to Nick Batum. So the Sixers locked in to the 2 seed. They'll get, the Knicks?
Yeah, they already have the schedule for that first game Saturday at 3 o'clock.
They got the Knickerbockers and then Atlanta and Chicago just underway. And the winner of that, the loser, goes home.
And then the winner will get the
Heat. And the winner of that will lose to Boston. Unless it's Miami, then...
Who knows?
Look out.
Playoff Jimmy.
All right, that'll do it for us. This is our last solo edition, I believe. Tomorrow, we should have the greatness that is Asashi, one Isaac Rott back to regale us with tales of the Masters. So we'll see you tomorrow, 3 to 7, right here on 1080.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.